Okay, so the bonus section for chapter five, from micro plays to game plans and beyond. In this chapter, we really talk about, and I think I talked about this briefly before, you're going to have two different sets of owner playbooks, right? We talk about
the OPB.
Micro plays are one-step solutions, two-minute one-step solutions. Game plans are the collection of those micro plays to get to a outcome. And then you're going to have like a front of house and a back of house, or a front line, right? Or in a management level. Because again, they're made for two different sets of people. Front line or front of house people are interacting with your customers. They're serving people. They're in homes, driving in cars. They're mobile. Where, your other people, like office management people, may be sitting in front of a computer.
So they need to digest it in a different way. And so I want to even lean even further into this is you might have some people who are hybrid, meaning you have field technicians for those that, let's just say you do more blue collar, you have, let's say, trucks and tablets. They're more than likely going to digest it in a different way as well. And it'd be a hybrid. So that's kind of like your kind of spin it up to make it make sense based on frontline or back of house. And so it's really a matter of delivering, again, the right information to the right person in the right way at the right time.
Yes. Let's talk about org charts.
Yes.
I like this because I think the traditional org chart is just going to die. I'm going to be honest with you. I think AI is going to kind of compress the org chart. I think it already is. And why traditional org charts are about hierarchy. It's about who's in charge versus who's responsible.
Yeah.
And so in this chapter, you're going to see roles, right? And really, how do you map that role? We're not talking really about role mapping yet, but we're giving you a view of what that looks like when you have to define someone's role in a business. And how, we're not talking about org charts here. We're not talking EOS org charts or accountability charts.
Yeah, I will say when I first ran through org charts or with EOS, I had a couple hiccups with the way that my brain was wrapping around the idea. And I think it was like 3 to 5 bullet points for this specific person in the organization and the way that it spread out. But it still left a lot of gray areas because yes, there are, let's say the core focus or the core responsibilities, but there's still a lot of gray areas that got built up around it.
Yeah. Yeah. I was a huge EOS fan for many years, paid for $60,000, I think, for an implementer. And still love parts of EOS. Don't get me wrong. It's great tools. But also I'm like, man, it was very hierarchy. It was very corporate. It's like no in runs, like, oh, you can't do this and you can't do that. And you have to like, and I was
Yeah. And so it's designed for, if you think about it, like 50 employees or more, you're talking about larger organizations, not the small business owners. So it's not speaking the same language.
No. And so, we kind of squash that idea. And I think AI is going to actually compress the org or accountability chart as we know it. That's what AI is bringing us to me. But also we found that when you have really great people and really great transparency in those, and you have documentation, your org chart is very linear.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're holding everyone to the same standard. You're holding everyone to the same accountability. Everyone has access to the same information.
Yeah.
And it's actually really, really interesting because I have several companies and I have no COO in any of them. I am the CEO of all of them. And each of them have departments that run on their own. I don't have a middleman. And I think that's what we need sometimes when we have that org chart or that accountability chart. And everyone's like, well, how do you do it? I'm like, well, I have competent people. Everyone knows their job and everything is documented.
Yeah.
So that's how we do it.
But I think that this plays in beautifully with later in the chapters, we'll talk about the future frame, the way that you can actually like activate this compression of the org chart to where you have people who are running strong. is with that future frame and figuring out the right people, finding their fire.
Yeah. And you know what I think that what it does, the accountability in org chart does, is that subpar people can hide behind the person they're under.
Yeah.
It's masking or disguising subpar people, people that are not performing or lack performance. They can hide underneath someone in that org chart. But when you open them up and you're more linear and you're holding everyone to the same standard, those weak performers, dude, they get smoked out like you cannot believe.
Yeah.
Fast. Like,
and that, honestly, that really is running with full transparency, so that everybody has to be on point to make that happen.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. We still have management level.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. But we're holding everyone to the same standard. Mm-hmm. Everyone has access to everything.
Not different standards. And the standard isn't lowered as you go down the org chart.
It's not lowered.
Because it's all right here.
It's all the same. Yeah. I love that topic.
Hiring sucks, right? Sorting through bad applications, ghosted interviews, and wasted time. It's all exhausting. That's why we built WooRecruit, the hiring system designed to attract and convert the right people for your business fast. What are some of the benefits? Well, you get more qualified applicants without lifting a single finger. Increase your show rate, eliminate the worry of ghosting. Track every single step of our process with real-time data. If you're tired of hiring headache, go to WootRecruit.com and let us start filling your open roles today.